wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, hey, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. Still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and wish and wish and wish and they wish on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and wish and wish and wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Real Talk with Anthony. This is boy, Anthony B. on Real Talk with Anthony B. Yo, tonight is one of them nights where, one, it's a full moon out there, and I'm loving it. It's nice and high in the sky. You know, but then, two, we're talking about empowering the community, something that is not talked about enough, something that needs to be talked about, you know, something that many, you know, people, they push forward to do, but for some reason we just don't get it just enough, you know. And another thing is the fact that there are those who say they want to do this, but yet at the same time they use that as a way for them to be able to get funds, to get money, and do nothing at all. You know, a cycle that we must stop, a cycle that will help us, you know, basically deconstruct this conditioning and mindset of self-destructiveness that is going on in many of our communities today. You know, I can speak clearly, you know, from, you know, myself growing up and a lot of things that I've experienced, a lot of my friends and my, you know, and family members, you know, who I've seen have gone through, you know, issues, but yet there was no help, there was no empowerment, you know, and we need to realize that that means a lot. That goes a long way without you even thinking about it. It goes a very long way, and this is why we must continue being who we are as advocates, as, you know, those who are vocal, as those who are able to let their voices be heard, but also let, you know, let their presence be known to speak not only things into existence, but also increase the empowerment of the people, you know. And to do that, one, you must motivate the people. before we go out there and say, yes, the people got to do this and the people must do that, we have to go out there and actually motivate the people to actually do things, to actually open their eyes, to actually want to move forward, to actually say, you know what, maybe I can do this. Maybe I will do this. Matter of fact, let me try this. You know, a lot of us seem to be missing that fact. You know, that is a crucial fact. We have to make sure that we're able to implement that in all of the tactics that we use out there to make sure that we drive this home, to make sure that we are able to say we have done enough, we have done much, and we're going to continue doing it. Okay? Now, with empowerment doesn't mean that we empower the youth. Empowerment means that we empower the adults as well, too. There are adults who are going through issues, same way as many as youth are going through issues. The way you deal with them, the way we interact, are, of course, going to be different. You know, but it is the same thing about being able to provide the positive feedbacks. Do not only negatively critique others, you know, provide positive feedback as well. Let them know that they are heard, that they are seen. You know, show them that they are human too. You know, what we can do could go so much further if we allow ourselves to actually go about and do that. You know, there's many people who will say, well, what about, you know, those who have done negative? Well, imagine if they had positive, we may have been able to guide them from the negative. If they have that positive influence, we must make sure we do that, you know, especially when it comes to youth out here, you know. And then you have those who say, well, I'm giving up on that person, because that person seems to have given up on themselves. Yes, you know, a lot of times you cannot help those who don't want to help themselves, but that does not mean that you do not plant the necessary seeds. You cannot say that you have succeeded at something or tried at something if you have failed to even go forward with the motivation or even with the movement that is needed. I know I'm talking a lot about this empowerment, but it is needed. You know, I just had this encouragement today, this feeling today, you know, and let me give you my personal testimony about empowerment. I literally went on hiatus from my radio station, from my business, from my entertainment business, my energy drinking, everything that I had, you know, to pursue other things, you know, politics, social justice, and so forth. What I didn't have was the motivation or even the partnerships or the bonds or the building togetherness from others to say, we'll help you, you know, do this as you do this. So I lost a lot along the way. But then I took a hiatus from what I was doing there, you know, with social justice, with politics, and said, I need to move forward. I need to be able to take myself to a whole new level. I need to be able to look in the future and actually see, you know, what I was meant to do, you know, see my passion always had, you know, put the things that I've created, you know, out there so that way they can produce what they were producing before. But the difference in this hiatus is this hiatus that I took this time was basically a slowdown on being burnt out and to stop myself from ignoring the gifts that had been handed to me. And from doing that, I have been able to decrease my stress level. I have been able to open my eyes to new beginnings. I have been able to open my heart to newfound things. I've been able to open up my soul, those who I love and those who mean so much to me. And what I've also been able to do is to be able to do the work and build, but not only build, but be motivated to build even more and seek the partnership and the bonding to build together. And from doing that and paying a close attention, from yesterday I received one offer for increasing my platforms, which will, of course, increase the businesses and increase, you know, everything I've been doing in regards to politics and also social justice. But today I received two times of the offer. You know, I received a secondary offer on that. And they both can be used together. So this shows you what is needed. We just have to put it forward and make sure that we provide the means for others to get to this realm, to get to this level, Just because we got here does not mean that we must stop looking to help others get there too. We cannot be selfish. We must be selfless. So, as I was talking to you about empowerment, you know, it is the way that we must help others grow and mature. We must, you know, help when it comes to the nurturing point of many times, because sometimes the nature may take effect and the nature may be toxic. So this is why I'm talking so much about empowering the community, because this is how we actually get the change that is needed, the change that so many of us have been wondering about, looking for, and so forth. This is how we do it. Then we'll leave you off to some music as I go here and answer some of these emails, answer some of these text messages that have been coming in, also in the chat as well, too, as you become empowered.
Yeah. I like to introduce myself, you know? Know that I'm DK and you're always on top. Don't you stop, I can tell you what it is long as you pop. Yeah. You can talk about and what you know, what you talking about this dick, but you know you better. You can say the position, flipping positions, but you know that I am ready. No vicious. But have you cooking in the kitchen, but you ready? You can say you scratch me kinda like Freddy, but I'm not tripping. Long as your eyes close. Long as your girls come over. And my homies, you can say that it's kinda cool, but as long as you can dick around this dick like you post to, can I pull you? Wine tasting this lemonade. I'm DK, I never downgrade. One spot, girl, I know you're hot. Don't you trip, long as I can hit the spot. I know that I been here a long time. And it's dark in here, long as you can just unwind. We got time, we got time. Trust, but I'm net virgin fear. What you fear, oh no tears. Long as you scream, long as I make that shit just scream, I scream. Yeah, ice cream and I like it right. Long as you can just let me bite. Baby girl, you know it's right. Girl, I make you wanna buy me. Baby girl, it's going down. All you gotta do is make the sound for me. Baby girl, just drown for me. As long as you around the key. Baby girl, you calling me. Every little situation, crawling down your back slow. Baby girl, you wanna know me. Tryna get a little close. Baby girl, you know I gotta be. Gotta be. Gotta be here. Never waiting, but it's like no patience while I'm racing. She said I can beat it with some patience. I give her my time, she is ancient.
You gotta be. You gotta be. Yeah. That song right there was Dark Words by DK. And in talking about empowerment, I want to tell y'all a little story here about DK. DK, for most of you, for those of y'all who remember the song Stanky Legs or remember GS Boys, and if you don't remember the song Stanky Legs or you try to figure out what song that was again, it was like, do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg. So I remember, true story, I remember when Young Jock's manager, Tamika, hit me up and was like, and this is how high I was. my name still floats in the entertainment industry on these levels. You know, but like I said, I took a hiatus before, and now I'm rebuilding everything back up. But Young Jock's manager, Tamika, hit me up and was like, hey, Ant, look at this video here, you know, on YouTube. You know, she sent me the link. She's like, yo, you know, these young cats, you know, do you think we should sign them? And I remember, you know, looking at it, I'm like, okay, you know, why y'all coming to me? You know, y'all got the big bucks. Y'all got the studio. Y'all got the fame, you know. But at the same time, I felt humble because like, y'all respect my decision-making. And I remember watching these kids that I could – one thing about me, and this is what many others as well too, and people tend to criticize it or they tend to not see it and they laugh about it and they joke about it and they tend to dismiss when others do this. But there's, you know, myself and many others tend to see things. Literally, we see things as they could play out. We see the potential. We know the potential. We see the outcome. You know, now how it gets to the outcome or if it gets to the outcome, that's based on the moves that you make. That's based on the decisions as well, you know. And I remember seeing the potential of these young kids from Texas taking off worldwide, and they got there. They got to the brink of it, you know. But things happened, and you know it happened to not fully work out for them, you know, as it should have. But they got to a height where they never have seen before, never would imagine. I remember telling them, like, yo, I like these cats. You know, like, this is what we need. Matter of fact, this is the beginning when, like, Soulja Boy and most of them were, like, just coming out. I'm like, this will be hot. The song, you know. You know, I was young at the time. But I forgot what year that was. That was, ooh. Yeah, I was in my late 20s at this time. You know, I was like, oh, I like that. You know, Stanky Leg and everything else like that. And from empowering them for that decision. You know, like I said, empowerment comes in many forms without you even knowing about empowerment. You know, being able to tell them, you know, what I felt about these kids and co-signing on this and empowering them to sign these kids. You know, the way that the signing went down, I can't say that I liked it or anything like that, you know, because I found out way after, you know, how the contracts were out. And I was like, oh, you know, but that's how shady the industry is, and you have to be very careful to have good mentors. And I remember bringing these kids underneath my wing at one point when I see that things weren't really going the way that they wanted to go, and I'm watching their career very closely. I'm booking shows for them. You know, I'm putting them as open as other shows. Then finally starting to get them headlining shows, having them play in clubs, everything like that. And I remember being in Detroit, and this is when they finally met me in person at a booking I had them do, because I had them at a club, and I had them open it up for Rick Ross and Shorty Lowe the next day in Detroit. And shout out to all the Detroit, you know, to all the people in the D out there, man. And I remember conversing with all of them, but for some reason, I picked up on two, Mark D and DK. And fast forward, and they went through the issue. The group somewhat broke up, but DK reached out to me. It was like, boss. They all used to call me boss. You know, I was like the mentor to them. You know, like a big brother, like an uncle. You know, he was like, yo, boss, you know, you mind helping me? You know, and I was like, yeah, you know, you should be good. You know, I'll help you. He's like, no, you know, I want you to manage me. He's like, I can sing. I was like, what you mean you can sing? Like, I never knew you could sing. And this boy started belting out some notes. I drew up the contract right then and there, sent it to him, you know. Books, I got a couple of DJs together. I created my own DJs for Associated Entertainment, so the Associated DJs, and I brought in DJs from many DJ networks, you know, many mixtape DJs, you know, brought into the fold as well, too, across the, you know, not even just across the U.S., you know, I had DJs in Canada, the U.K., Dubai, you know, all of them, you know, in the mix. And I was like, we're going to drop massive amount of new mixtapes. We're going to drop massive amount of remakes. We're going to drop hot singles after that. And you're going to take off. And that's literally what happened. That's literally what happened. And I remember booking him his first studio time in Texas. And I flew out to Texas. Okay, yeah, I flew out to Texas. And this is me as a young man. Flew out to Texas to make sure, you know, he's at the studio. You know, got myself a hotel out there. you know, had him come pick me up, you know, the next morning, and went out to the studio, met the producers, met the engineers, met the owner, and I was like, so this is my artist. You know, y'all got the money, y'all got the sounds, I got the tracks. You know what I want. Let's make beautiful magic. And I tell you to this day, every time I listen to SORRY by DK, Dark Words by DK, Hop On It by DK, when I listen to the mixtapes, Mr. Nasty Volume 1, 2, and 3, you know, like, matter of fact, shout out to DJ Paul and the rest of the DJs out there, you know, in Cleveland, Michigan, Alabama, Windsor, Toronto, Dubai, Tokyo, Japan. You know, when I said we had DJs everywhere, and this young man took off, and I'm so proud of it. And even now, like, you know, he's matured in his craft. You know, he's in Cali now. He's doing his solo thing now. And, like, I truly, and that's one of the things I had to step aside from as well, too, because I empowered him to the point where I knew he could take off on his own and sustain and maintain. You know, so I stepped back. I was never one of the ones to hold you and keep you limited. I wanted to show you your potential and have you take off. And I'm proud of that. And that's what I'm saying. Empowerment goes a long way. Because many of these youths today who want to sing, who want to rap, you know, who want to dance, you know, who want to become engineers, who want to become, you know, who want to take up a craft and a trade, who want to become plumbers, who want to learn, who want to become electricians, you know, who want to learn how to drive buses, you know, who want to learn how to fly planes, who want to learn how to, you know, invest, you know, who learn financial literacy, you know, who want to, you know, be a basketball player. Empower them. Empower them. You'll be so you'll be so surprised how far they will go, and you will live in those moments and realize how much you have become a great influence in their life. And you will also notice how a lot of the recklessness, how a lot of the self-destruction, how a lot of depression, the anger that they have will minimize, will decrease. Money, throwing money at the problem will never solve it. It's good to have funds, but provide empowerment by providing resources, services, access, encouragement goes a long way. And there's many stories like DK. You know, many stories that I have been able to empower so many, and I just want y'all to go out there and do the same for others. You know, there's been other artists, models, you know, shout out to Nisi Honey Dip, who's on the can of my energy drink, and just basically ordered 10 cases the other day for me revamping and bringing back out the energy drink. And this is an energy drink that I was going, you know, we were going blow to blow with Monster Energy Drink and Red Bull in the bodegas. So you could do it. I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You can empower yourself. You can empower others. And this is what must happen. This is what we must do. You know, so I was going to leave y'all with that today. I want y'all to think about these things. You know, and shout out to those who are actually out there mentoring, guiding, you know, and helping to remove the toxic conditions and conditioning and bring in the positive structures, you know, into these lives of youth and other adults and your peers and so forth. I salute you. I honor you. You know, you deserve your flowers. And even if they don't give you your flowers, you go out there and get your flowers. You give yourself your flowers. Because a lot of times we got to do that too. That's how we motivate and empower ourselves. You know, so this is your boy Anthony B. Real talking Anthony B. You know, before I go, I'm going to hit y'all off with some tracks. You know, yes, today is a short show. You know, I have things that I am building and creating, and I'm going to be so happy to bring more people into it. We're going to be doing giveaways soon. We're going to be doing gift card giveaways. We're going to do laptop giveaways. We're going to do a whole bunch of giveaways for the youth, for the people in general and so forth. You know, we have a lot of interviews lined up, you know, with a lot of people in the entertainment industry, you know, a lot of people, you know, who are community leaders and so forth. All right, folks, So see y'all out there. Stay blessed.
Ultra.
Now you're this Vice Arameen Virgo represent for Ultra Simo, San Fernando to West Moorings, to Arima, to the world. It's from this one. We sing na-na-na. We sing na-na-na. Oh, Ultra. Platinum for all the ladies forevermore. And I give you my word, stick to my guns. Believe me, when we play this lady, it's just begun.
I got some and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink. I love my girl to some reggae.
She wasn't ready.
You looking for me in a reggae party? Me letting out the corner. Me have a drink in a me left and a me right and have a sip of marijuana. And when you be a sign up in a the rhythm, I fi wind up on a dance. You know so wind to the rhythm and later you know what to me now. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can only live my life one way. All I wanna do every day. Some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke.
Could you give me a try? Cause when I look in your eyes, girl, I feel like I'm flying. Could you give me a try? Cause when I look, when I look in your eyes, baby, and if you know me, you know that I know.
No,
put no trouble on my back.